My name is Mike Robbins, and I'm a very mild alcoholic. I'm the real Mike Parr, by the way. It's nice to be back. I've been to one other of these meetings, and it was about 10 years ago, and it didn't start off all that well. I came across a guy named Tennessee. Some of you may know him. So he calls me up and he says, "Mike, we really want you to come down to our workshop because we need to teach you something." And I thought, this is not going well. And in the course of our discussion, I said, "Well, you know, my wife likes to come and listen to my talks. That's not going to be a problem, is it?" And he says, "Son, what part of men's workshop do you not understand?" And I said, "Oh, well, I've dealt with your kind of type before." And he said, "No, you haven't." But I ended up coming anyway. And I was actually glad that I did. I didn't know what the point was of a men's workshop. Like, you know, big deal. Women are sick, they need special stuff, but men's workshop? But by the time I left, I did understand at least some of the point. I was not the same person when I went home that I was when I first came here. You know, there's a different kind of focus and a different kind of intensity at this event. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens when I go home this time. So thank you so much for being here. I'm going to share with you, because it'll make some of what I say later make a little more sense. I'm a physician. I'm a doctor. I do critical care. So I take care of a lot of us who really need to be us. And, you know, by and large, my job is to try to patch together the stuff, you know, whatever was happening that brought them into the hospital. And sometimes I can do that, and sometimes I can't. Make no mistake, this is a lethal disease. And I see that on a daily basis in my workplace. But the best that I can do as a professional is to patch up the problem and let them out of the hospital. I don't have anything in my professional toolkit that allows me to address the underlying problem. And that's where you people come in. See, you can do as unpaid amateurs that which I cannot do as a paid professional. You can successfully address alcoholism. As unpaid amateurs, you people can effectively address and treat alcoholism. And I can't do that as a professional. And the thing that I'm most grateful for, of course, is that you have addressed mine. That's a good thing. So I am profoundly grateful to be in your presence because you have successfully treated my particular lethal disease. Thank you so much. I'll also share with you that during my active using career, I did indulge in substances other than alcohol. But I want you to know, and this is very important, I weren't no junkie. No, sir. It is important. I'm going to say it again. I weren't no junkie. I did not use drugs. I used pharmaceuticals. And those pharmaceuticals were prescribed and administered by a highly trained, fully qualified medical health professional. So I weren't no junkie. Except that I was. Well and truly I was. You know, as kind of a side thought, there are some people out there, and I'm sure you've heard them, who do make some distinction between being addicted to the drug alcohol and being addicted to other drugs. There may or may not be any difference. I'm not an expert. I can't really address that. But I do know for a fact that the solution is exactly the same. It may or may not be a different problem, but the solution is exactly the same. And so in my mind, it makes no difference. I go to Alcoholics Anonymous, and when I'm in Alcoholics Anonymous, I'm an alcoholic. If I go to NA, I'm an addict. If I go to CA, I'm a cocaine, you know, head. I'm not lying anytime I say any of those things. It just doesn't matter to me. The solution is the same. The abstinence-based 12-step program is what works for me. You know, it really wasn't until recently where I found the answer to, you know, what seems to be a fairly obvious question. I didn't need to know the answer to get sober, and I didn't need to know the answer to stay sober. But, you know, it would come up from time to time, and that question was, why did I drink that way? Why did I drink the way that I drank? I mean, because eventually it even dawned on me that, you know, some of the problems I was experiencing had something to do with my drinking. Why did I continue to drink the way I did? And of course, in the rooms, we're given two answers. You know, the first is, I'm an alcoholic. And that's what alcoholics do. Dogs bark because that's what dogs do. Alcoholics drink because that's what alcoholics do. And that's absolutely true. I have no quarrel with that. The second answer in the rooms is, I drank for the effect. That sense of ease and comfort and the rest of it. And that's also true. But in my case, it wasn't complete. There was some piece that was missing there. And it wasn't until I heard another guy giving his story. And what he said was, I didn't drink because I enjoyed being intoxicated. I drank because I really, really hated being sober. And the gongs went off. That was it. That was it. I truly, truly hated the way sobriety felt. And of course, when you're in AA and you're surrounded by going, ain't it great to be sober? That's a problem. That's a real problem. I'm going to begin my story this morning with the end of my story. Do you remember the end for you? Not what was going on, not what the events were, but do you remember how it felt at the end for you? How it felt? I'd like you to imagine me. I'm sitting on a curb, and it's cold and it's dark. And what I'm doing on that curb is I've got a small bottle of vodka in my jacket pocket. And I'm taking out that bottle and I'm unscrewing the top and I'm tipping it back and pouring it into my mouth and I'm trying to swallow. It just won't go down. It just won't go down. And so I drool it back into the bottle because I don't want to waste any. And I put the cap back on the bottle and I put it in my coat and I sit on that curb. And I take the bottle out and I unscrew the top and I pour it in and I try to choke it down. I have to. I have to. I